It now appears that a terrorist attack has occurred involving an unknown number of conference members. Our correspondents have learned from
conference occurring at the European summit. Swiss authorities have told our bureau that the reported terrorist attack did not take place in Geneva. We are at this hour still uncertain. The Department of Defense has announced that at approximately 4 p.m. European time, an attack by unknown persons took place in Liechtenstein, an alpine country on the eastern border of Switzerland. He also said that
members of the conference of NATO allies may have attended a secret meeting in Liechtenstein, and that this was the target of the reported terrorist assault. Further details in a special bulletin.
We have now learned from sources in Geneva that the President of the United States was in Liechtenstein at the secret NATO meeting. Now clearly the site of a major terrorist...
Behind me, you can see the Rotus House. Up until 3 days ago, just one of the historic sites here above the Rhine Valley in the Principality of Liechtenstein, just across the Swiss border. History was rewritten here in this, the last remnant of the Holy Roman Empire, when it became the center of the most incredible and potentially devastating crime in the annals of modern terrorism.
File tape 179, suspect helicopter voice clearance check, June 6.
All clear, 231, requesting clearance for touchdown. I'm bringing in security group 15, over. The word is dark star, I say again, dark star, over. Well, alrighty, but alrighty.
File tape 2795, attack on confidential state meeting in Liechtenstein, June 6.
As you know, gentlemen, our intelligence efforts have proven, as have yours, to be ineffective in isolating any central group or individual as the primary force in the militant Islamic sphere. And quite frankly, without a coordinated program of action, and the cooperation of all our resources and a concerted public stance against the perpetrators of international terrorism, we will never... Everyone, listen to me, please, get down on the floor, get down now, get down quick.
File tape 7979, suspect recording found in Liechtenstein, June 6th.
We have won. We have taken into our hands the power of the world and we hold it by the throat. We have taken the great nations of the West, the great self-satisfied lumbering giants of imperialism, and we have cut off their heads. Now we will wait and see what you will do. Now we will listen to those who talk so self-righteously when someone else's neck is in the noose. Now we will discover what orders the generals give when it is they who must go into battle.
File tape 3271. Recording of the President. Location unknown.
This is the President of the United States. For the last 3 days, I have been told by the people here that I must read a prepared statement written by them. This I have refused to do. Today, I was informed that I may make this recording in my own words. I have agreed not to make any comments on my surroundings or the people who are holding me. I will say that I do not know the whereabouts of any of the friends and colleagues who were with me at the time of my abduction. I can only hope that they are well. To my wife, Nina, I send my love. I am in good health, and thus far I have been treated without brutality, although I must confess that I would much rather be with you at our cottage on Griffin Lake. I am confident that this situation will be resolved. Now, as Commander-in-Chief, I must conduct myself as a prisoner of war. As a citizen, I must trust in the integrity and ability of my country. As the President, I will not waver from the just and necessary policies of the United States. Our nation will not now or ever negotiate with terrorists. We will not bend to the threat or force of arms against the principles of international law, and we will not reward or not bargain with those who endanger the people of the earth. We will discuss and negotiate with and address the grievances of any legitimate group who come to us peacefully, and we will bring the full weight of American justice against anyone, anywhere in the world, who seeks to deny the inalienable rights of human beings. I urge all nations to cooperate in this, the only civilized position that free people can oblige. I call on those who are responsible for this act to see the folly of their course and to realize that they do not benefit their cause by these actions.
File tape 6322, recording the President of France, location unknown, voice analysis verified.
This is President Yves Gaston Grenouille. I am being held hostage by people unknown. They have told me to speak in English because this I can understand. I was taken with many of my colleagues and the President of the United States, I believe, 3 days ago. I was unconscious during the event of that day, and I am not sure. The people have not spoken to me of their intentions or demands. I have not been armed by them, and my needs are being met. They have not asked me to read a statement, so I will say that I wish for a peaceful resolve to this event. My highest regards to the families of those who are to share in this difficult time with me. I have not seen them since the capture, but I have not heard anything that they are not all right. Deepest affection to my wife and children and to my country. Our struggles continue
File tape 4414, suspect recording sent to District of Columbia newspaper, June 9.
Your leaders, your presidents, your prime ministers are well, and will remain so, as long as we receive your full cooperation. Our demands are these. 1. The destruction of the State of Israel. 2. The reestablishment of Palestine as a republic. 3. Elimination of Western military and industrial presence in the Arab world. 4. Nationalization of all oil-producing facilities in Islamic territories. 5. Overthrow of the Western puppet Arab monarchies. 6. End to Russian occupation of Muslim territories. 7. Recognition of territorial sovereignty over the Persian Gulf and Gulf of Oman. 8. Liquidation of all Arab investments in the West and return of all assets. 9. Unification of all Arab lands as an Islamic pantheocracy, supported by the total submission to the original fundamental ordinances of the Sharia. We will await your response.
File tape 6325, interview with the president's wife, June 10.
As long as countries refuse to work out their differences in a peaceful manner, we're all vulnerable to this kind of attack. However, I have unwavering faith in those who are making every effort to bring my husband home safely.
Mrs. Matten, can you tell us if you've heard anything particular from the State Department about new developments?
Secretary of State Connors has been very kind, and he's kept me informed on a daily basis of all progress. He assures me that all steps are being taken by individuals and groups throughout the world.
But is there any new specific news?
Only that information from reliable sources has been very encouraging.
How do you respond to the personal message that was included on the tape of the president sent to us by the terrorists?
If my husband is able to hear me at this moment, I wish to tell him that I and the rest of his family are very proud of him, that he's terribly missed, and that we all pray for his safe return. And, like the president, I too have been recalling our lovely times at Lake Candlewood and look forward to returning there with him very soon.
Do you have any plans to meet with the other wives of the heads of state who were abducted with the president?
We've not made any definite plans to meet as yet, although I've been in contact with each one of them. Of course, security has been increased to protect the families of all the hostages.
Mrs. Matten, you have been most gracious to meet with us at this very difficult time for you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
File tape 5257, a 1995 British interview with Mubalal Amal of the Syrian government.
The United States faces a great dilemma. They must have our oil, and they choose to support the Zionist invader. They need to understand, in wanting the oil, they do not face only Syria, but all of Islam. In supporting Israel, they show their contempt for justice and contempt for our people. For years, this situation has caused thousands of deaths and has produced no solution to the problem of the Middle East. And the current American president is the greatest sinner of all in this respect. The Americans will never find a solution to this problem precisely because Americans are the problem. But a solution will be found soon. A great judgment is upon us. This I can promise you.
File tape 3915, a 1991 speech by Katsir Tsuban of Libya.
It is called terrorism. Why? Why not call it war? Because wars are fought by great nations, and nations justify war with noble causes and heroic slogans. And war is made noble and heroic, and millions of people die. But terrorism is not war because it is the action of individuals upon other individuals, and because it is clearly an act of revenge and retribution against the enemies of individuals. And only a few people die. Why is a million deaths more noble than 100? If an individual is wronged by a great nation and he strikes back in any way he can, is that not war? Is it because they do not wear uniforms? Why? Does a uniform improve your death? Those who are called terrorists are warriors without uniforms or slogans. They are individuals who fight for their cause against great nations. Is that not noble? Is that not heroic?
Phone surveillance tape 237, 5 o'clock, May 29th, Office of the National Security Council.
Hello, can I speak to the Colonel, please?
I'm sorry, he's not in the office right now. May I take a message?
Okay. Just tell him it's Todd. I'm in town.
Would you like to leave your number?
No, I'll call back.
Okay, I'll give him your message.
Alrighty. Thank you. Bye.
Interpol surveillance on Otto Damenkleiner, Austria. 1 a.m. Europe time, June 4th.
Hello, Otto. This is Donna. How are you?
I am very well, thank you, my dear. To what do I owe this pleasure?
I just wanted to confirm that you'll be at our little soiree.
I wouldn't miss it for the world, darling.
If you're arriving at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'll have someone meet you.
Ah, that is most kind.
Plus, it's a 2-hour drive from the airport, so I think I'll send a friend of mine to keep you company. I know you like that.
You understand me too well, Liebchen. I'm most anxious to see you again. Goodbye for now.
Phone surveillance tape 4313, the Soviet consulate, Washington, D.C., to a location in Virginia. 4 p.m., June 3rd.
I have spoken to some friends of mine. They tell me such an offer could be acceptable if things did not go too far. If they did, additional arrangements would be necessary, and if the deal were to fall through, they would consider pursuing negotiations on their own. But for now, I think we can go forward.
U.S. Army log tape, radio exchange at European Central Command Headquarters, Munich, 3 p.m. European time, June 6.
Convoy 12 to base. Come in. Over.
CCHQ SAT-Y receiver. Go ahead, over.
Convoy 12 en route to 1st Battalion, 21st Infantry. Currently stopped at coordinates 11.09 east, 47.26 north. Rendezvous with Group 6, detachment from the 21st. Please confirm orders. Over.
This is command, Lieutenant. Over.
Colonel Young commanding. Orders requesting transfer of convoy to his unit. Order signed by General Giles. Over.
Stand by. Those orders are confirmed, Lieutenant. Over.
But we just left the base 30 minutes ago. Why wasn't I told about a rendezvous? Over.
I don't know, but the general himself confirmed the order. Over.
I copy, base. Over and out.
Evidence tape, homicide, Silver Spring, Maryland Police Department. Recording found in the home of Teresa Beckworth, murder victim, June 11th.
Jerry? I'm putting this on tape because I can't trust the phones anymore. But listen, I saw this file in the office today. It came up on my terminal during a code error I was working on. I don't know. I must have hit the access code by accident. or the computer generated it somehow. But anyway, I couldn't believe it. And then, you know who comes out and sees it. And he practically broke the keyboard hitting the escape. He was furious. And as far as I could tell, it concerned a proposal or a plan or something. The number of the file was NS...
Code transmissions intercepted June 6th, Eastern Mediterranean.